for another live show from Adelaide, South Australia. I'm your host, David John Oates, and it's we've just changed our clocks last weekend on Sunday, so it's now 6:30 in the morning for me. So nice and early, but I'm up bright and early, all ready to go. I got several emails today and this morning when I woke up wanting reversals on Trump's announcement of the Syria bombardment. Anyway, I did the speech and there wasn't any, not one single reversal. It was a 5-minute tape I did on his announcement, and no reversals. So I can't tell you anything at this stage, whether it was a good or a bad response. We will keep on top of it, and I'll try and get some reversals so I can give you some opinions. But right now I don't really have any because I don't have any reversals to guide me. Which is unusual in itself. I've had trouble finding reversals on Trump for the last 2 or 3 weeks now. Had no problems finding them during the campaign. I mean, they were everywhere. I mean, he was just full of reversals, and they were all congruent. In other words, you know, what he was saying backwards is what he was saying forwards, sometimes using almost the exact same words. And that was very unusual in and of itself to see a politician who was totally congruent nearly all the time. All the time. Actually, no. He was incongruent around the sex scandal, the tape where he was where they captured him talking lewd, and he was incongruent around that. So, not telling us the whole story there, Mr. Trump. But since he's gotten into office, his reversals have gradually gotten less and less. I'm finding them less and less. They're a lot harder to get decent reversals on him. And we've got some incongruent ones creeping in. So I'm really not too sure what's going on. But we will keep on top of it. And as always, I really report my political findings on the Jeff's show, Jeff Rentz's show, when I do it every second Friday. And that's where I really present all the political reversals. So you've got to follow that show as well, because I don't generally cover that my show here. But if I did find someone Trump, I was going to play him. Anyway, c'est la vie. We will keep on looking, and I'll follow this Syria situation closely. I mean, just from a personal point of view, if I say if with capital letters, if Syria was responsible for the gassing, then I don't think the US had a choice but to respond. That's just my own personal opinion. But that's if Syria was responsible for the gassing, and we just don't know. I don't think they really put any evidence for it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. There we go. That's my 2 cents worth. All right. If you want to call in, my phone number is 844-769-2944. That's a toll-free number in the United States, 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to me during the show, always like getting your calls. Always like to speak to you when you call in. As always, I have the first hour of the show. We are digging through my archives again. I've got a lot of archives. We could do a lot of shows on my archives. This is about, I think, the third or fourth month now. I'm going to be digging through my archives on this show. I've got 34 years of recordings. I mean, that's a lot of recordings. Been a long, long time. It's the 30th anniversary this month of writing The Theory of Reverse Speech and Speech Complementarity. We covered that in the show last week. So all of April, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of writing The Theory. And you've got to get hold of the first book, Beyond Backward Masking. It's a historic book written by Greg and me, Greg Albrecht and myself. We've had Greg on the show many times. We'll be having him on again before the month is out. He's coming to stay with me for a week next week, I think, or the week after next. Anyway, we'll have him on the show when he's here, as always. But Greg and I wrote The Theory in Beyond Backward Masking. You've got to get a copy of the book. Go to beyondbackwardmasking.com. Okay, beyondbackwardmasking.com, and get your copy of the historic book, the very first book to publish The Theory of Reverse Speech. You got to have a copy of it. Or if you want to really lash out, I've got a book special on right now. Buy all four hardbacks of my books, different books, at 33% discount, and get a free copy of my one of Voices from the Unconscious, which only came out in the paperback version. But you've got to go to the website to do that. Go to the product section of the website. Have a look at that. Okay. All right. Let's get a move on. And let's look at what we're going to look at today. And I'm going back to 2012 is where we're floating around today. And I'm going to start off by playing you some reversals I found on some Alzheimer's patients. And this was a aged care hostel that I lectured to, and in Sydney, Australia. And before I gave the lecture, they sent me some recordings of some of their patients, and this is what I found. So here we have the first one. Wow, so you can't understand what she's saying forwards, but backwards she says, "Are you friend? That's a bit hard to hear too, isn't it? Yeah, okay. The audio is not that great, is it? Let's try the next one. And this one says, "Give me a flower." Oh, yeah, you can hear that. The other voices. Yeah, it's right at the end there. I'll just isolate the reversal. Give me a flower. Hang on, I lost the G. Hang on, we'll go back a bit. There we go. And here's at the normal speed. Yeah, not the best reverse in the world, I must admit. All right, let's try the next one. And this one is, "I am one pain." Oh, that's clear. I am one pain. Not clipped properly. Here's just reversal isolated. And again. And again. Okay, so here's the forwards again. The forwards is unintelligible. You can't understand what she's saying forwards, but the verse is quite clear. I am one pain. Okay, so interesting. So this gets us into some of the applications of reverse speech in working with age patients, dementia, Alzheimer's. Here's another one. This one is, "I follow our sex." Oh, that's clear. Wow. All right, look, sex is a common metaphor. It's in a whole metaphor group all of itself. By metaphor groups, I mean the metaphors appear in groupings or batches, like you have ship, ocean, surf, reef, helm, which all relates to the ocean and ship metaphor group. Or you can have wolf, eagle, lion, hawk, which is another metaphor group. And sex is in a metaphor group in and of itself, a sex, lick, touch, and it's all to do with personal energy. And yeah. All right. We have a caller on the line. Robert. Robert, hey, are you there?
Hey. David, I met you must have been 15 or 20 years ago at the John Wayne International Airport at the convention center over there, and you were just as wonderful.
Oh, right. Oh, thank you. Gee, I don't remember that. When was that? I gave a convention?
Timothy Leary was there. And he walked right up to me and he said, "Hi, I'm Timothy Leary." I go, "What?" It was the whole life expo is what it was.
Oh, yes, I remember them now. Yeah, yes, right. I did quite a few of them back in the days. Yeah. I'm coming to America again next month. Month. Yeah.
I'll leave. You if I get the, you know, if you want to be an American, you know, I'll be one of your sponsors. I'm under a lot of stress right now. I'm trying to seize assets on a $40 billion monstrosity corporation. Dave, I was wondering if maybe you could give me a little help.
Actually, sure. I have great success in that area. Yes, I do. Call me after the show. Do you have a pen? I'll give you my phone number. You there?
Is it listed on the web?
Yeah, the American number. Call me on the American number. It rings here at my desk.
So
call me after the show. I'll give it to you. It's 503-568 7077. 503-568-7077. But yeah, I can help you with that. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes, sir. I met Jeff Rentz, and I'm really glad about you two bringing out some truth about the elections and what people were saying. I really do appreciate that. I really do.
No, thank you. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, Jeff and I have been, we covered the election very closely for 18 months. So, it was quite a ride. Yep. All right.
It was difficult to go through that transition. I'm under so much stress. I really need to have some analysis. You know, they threw me in a mental hospital, and I talked to people in growling sounds, and I've just been so angry at what they've done. This religion just did some terrible stuff to people. They throw people in mental hospitals, and they have all their witnesses and doctors lined up. It's terrible, Dave. Really appreciate what you're doing.
Which religion is this?
Well, I can't tell you the exact. It comes out of Utah. You know what the NSA people are listening right now.
Okay. We'll talk about it on the phone. We'll talk about it when you call.
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Okay.
Right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, mate. Awesome. Okay, appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye. See ya. Okay, that was Robert. If you want to call in and speak to me, number to call in on is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Okay, so we're following Rehearsal on Aged Care. We just played one that said, I follow our sex, which means she's following her energy. Okay, here's another one.
Get a nice cardigan.
And coming backwards, it says, I'm in touch all the strength. I'll be bothered. Wow. See, and that's clear, and the forwards is unintelligible. That's the forwards. And here's reverse. I'm in touch all the strength. Okay, this is a woman that says I follow our sex. Okay, and what this is telling me, even though she's obviously handicapped in some way, certainly her speech, but underneath that, she has a very active mind and strength inside. Wow, that's quite a revelation for an Alzheimer's patient. Okay, here's another one. The same lady, by the way. And my good friend is what it says backwards. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's nice and clear. Here's the forwards again. Totally unintelligible forwards. And here it is backwards. Wow. Is your mind starting to buzz about the possibilities of and the applications of reverse speech and working with the aged? This is really exciting stuff. Here's another one.
You have a lovely voice. And I can push it a little
bit. Unintelligible forwards and backwards make our thing. Huh. Don't know what you mean by make out thing, but it's interesting. You've got a very clear reversal in an unintelligible section of forward speech. This is like children's reversals, but children are speaking forwards. Unintelligible forwards, but they're quite intelligible backwards. So this is quite amazing. All right, here's another one. I'm back with it, says, and the serfs from Adam. Wow. I'll be bothered. Once again, unintelligible forwards, but quite intelligible in reverse. And it's using a metaphor. A surf to flow through life. Adam, the strong male energy. So this is like this previous lady who says, I'm in touch with all my strength and I follow our sex. This is another reversal of strength in the surf from Adam. Wow, this is quite a revelation. I haven't played these since I gave a lecture to these people back in 2012, so I've forgotten what all these said. Okay, so here's another one. And this one says, black worries in it. Wow! See, that's really clear. And let's play the forwards again. Here's the forwards. Unintelligible forwards. You can't make out what he's saying forwards, but reverse is clear as day. Black worries in it. That's quite amazing. Wow. Okay, so this is allowing us to see inside the mind of Alzheimer's patients who are barely able to speak forwards with remarkably clear reversals. All right, let's look at this next one.
Had to take them away. There was a hell of a lot of kids there in front of it.
And this one, but all the rape, I was still.
All the rape, Elizabeth.
I was still may not be clear, but certainly, but all the rape is clear. That's clear. Okay, so you have to explore this a little bit further. What does she mean by but all the rape? Okay, here is another one.
We've been in the family now a few years, or we've been in theirs, whatever.
And this is damn an evil war.
Damn an evil war.
Huh.
Damn an evil war. Damn an evil war.
Okay, so rape and war, there's some inner conflict going on that we would need to look further into. Here's another one.
You have to make sure that you're not doing it over, are you? No.
And it says, guarding it, rape.
Guarding it.
Oh, guarding rape. That's not clear. Sorry.
Guarding it.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, not a very clear one, but it is there. Guarding rape. So you'd have to see. I don't know what these would mean. Here we have another one.
Oh, that's right. They were in the police service. Police and they come and live in my place. Just me and my wife and that. Anyway,
and this one says, have my soul remember.
Have my soul remember.
Wow.
Have my soul remember.
See, that's clear.
Have my soul remember.
Wow, gee whiz, what an amazing reversal. Once again, unclear forwards. Here's the forwards again.
Please, and they come and live in my place. Just me and my wife and that.
And backwards, have the soul remember.
And the soul remember.
My soul.
And the soul remember. And the soul remember.
That's actually quite an amazing revelation, that one. Wow. Okay. All right. Then we have next one along. Here we go. This one says, heaven pissed. Once again, not very clear. It's a really a mumbly, muffly reversal, unfortunately. Okay, all right. So let's have a look at another one. Well, here we have the word rape again. Gee, this is three times now.
And she did it the other day again.
And this says, I guard the rape within.
I guard the rape within.
Wow.
I guard the rape within.
Interesting.
I guard the rape within.
Wonder if the rape within is the ravages of Alzheimer's. I don't know, but this is the third time we've heard the word rape. You'd need to do a whole lot more tapes than what I've done now. You need to have hours and hours of tapes and go through all of them and try to pull out the common trends. But it'll be a fascinating research project, and the implications of it are really quite exciting. Of getting in contact with the aged care, with the aged who are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's. Wow, this is quite exciting. Okay, all right. So let us have a look at the next one on my list here. I'm sure we'll be going to a break any second. There we go. I had that time perfectly, didn't I? We're going to a break, folks. I'll be back right after this.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077. are looking at reversals on the age, Alzheimer's, dementia patients, finding some fascinating information, a whole new use of reverse speech that I've never explored before. Just this one time with this one lecture, they sent me tapes. Boy, I'd love someone to start exploring this side. Wow, very exciting. Let me get the number out again. Toll-free number, if you want to call me during the show, is 844-769-2944. That's the United States, 844-769-2944. Always enjoy getting your calls. Okay, here we have a next reversal. Here we go.
I've done a lot of work up here, but it's gets away.
And backwards, it's stupid pain.
Stupid pain. Stupid pain.
Huh.
Stupid pain.
Well, see, that's interesting too, okay? Because once again, it's unintelligible forwards, but you're in reverse, it's revealing some interesting information. It's this woman suffering from pain. That she's unable to communicate. Interesting. Here's the next one.
He's going to ride for a couple of streets with his pedal, you know, to get back.
And this one says that useless search.
That useless search.
Huh.
That useless search. That useless search.
Huh. Don't know what he would mean by that useless search, but anyway, there we go. Okay, here we have another one. Next one along.
A lot of the pretty ones up there, too.
And here she says, that's lonely.
That's lonely.
Oh, that's clear.
That's lonely.
Oh, wow.
That's lonely.
Oh, that pulls your heart out, doesn't it? Here's the forwards.
A lot of the pretty ones up there, too.
And backwards, that's lonely.
That's lonely. That's no good.
See, if they knew this patient was lonely, they could take action. And see, the patients very often can't communicate what they're feeling. This is incredible information. Like I said, a whole new use of reverse speech that's never really been explored before. Next one along.
So I think the kids must have got... Oh, they didn't take anything away under them. No.
Now, this reverse, I have no idea what it means. It's probably a transient memory or something. The mailman in the garden.
The mailman in the garden.
Huh, I'll be bothered.
The mailman in the garden.
I'll be bothered.
The mailman in the garden.
Wonder what happened with her and the mailman in the garden, hey? That'll be interesting to find out. Here's another one.
I just wrote up the end of the catch. No, I don't.
This one says, the name by myself.
Isn't that
me?
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that me?
Isn't that me? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt at all over that one. Wow, interesting stuff. All right, here we have another one.
What was that?
I never said that. Then it just said.
This one says, they need their son.
They need their son. They need their son.
Oh, yeah.
They need their son.
Yeah, that's clear on the slower speed. I'll play the slower speed again.
They need their son.
Yeah, they need life force. They need energy. They need their son. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, next one along. Here we go.
Yeah. Did you leave it up here or down where you were? Or... No.
And this one is Whirlwind Made a Reef.
Whirlwind Made a Reef.
Oh, that's clear too.
Whirlwind Made a Reef.
That's clear, wow.
Whirlwind Made a Reef.
Some of them are so clear, aren't they? Like the That's Lonely one, that was just stunningly clear and really, really tore your heart out. Whirlwind Made a Reef. His energy, reef is an obstacle or a blockage. Whirlwind is your energy force. So his energy has messed him up. Gee whiz, you know, you could do metaphor structuring on these people based on these metaphors. I mean, you need more of a sampling of recording than what I've got. But gee whiz, metaphor restructuring with Alzheimer's patients. Wow, what a concept. Interesting. I haven't played these reversals for years. It's like I'm hearing them for the first time. All right, here's the next one.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't too bad at all. Good.
And this one says, Wolf Deadened. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's certainly there. Okay, all right. Okay, Wolf Deadened. Okay, well, we could do a metaphor restructuring of that. Bring the wolf back to life again. Or, I don't know. See, I need more reversals. There's not enough to, pull on these reversals, but we're getting metaphors. And if you've got metaphors, you can go into the unconscious and shift and change them all around. That's what my whole work is all about. All right, next one along.
Yeah, that girl there.
And this one says, worried them.
Worried them.
Oh, yeah.
Worried them.
I'll be bothered.
Worried them.
Yeah, whilst that's there too. Wow. And then next one.
Hello, Margaret.
And this is You Come.
You Come. You Come. You Come.
Except that's not on the lady, that's on the nurse.
Hello, Margaret.
Yeah, that's on the nurse, not the patient.
You Come. You Come.
All right, and the last reversal I've got is this one, which, if this is clear, this is a very revealing one too. So here's the forwards.
Well, that's where it went, darling. Yeah.
And this is your bad pill.
Your bad pill.
Oh, that's clear.
Your bad pill.
Wow. See, now that's revealing information. She's on the wrong medications. Whatever medication is being given to her is the wrong one. It's doing more harm than good. Now that's important information to know. Look at the information we've got just in these small little sampling of reversals about the aged and Alzheimer's patients. I want to play the That's Learning one again because that really tugs at your heartstrings. Here we go.
A lot of the pretty ones up there, too.
And backwards, that's lonely.
That's lonely.
Oh, yeah.
That's lonely.
Clear as day.
That's lonely.
And then we'll play your bad pill again. Here it is.
Your bad pill.
Wow.
Your bad pill. Your bad pill.
Okay, so where's all the aged care nurses lining up at the door to get training in reverse speech to learn how to do this? This is a whole new way of working with the aged and of getting in contact with what they're trying to, with what they're really thinking and feeling and their real needs and real passions. Wow. There's just so many uses for reverse speech. I just get staggered all the time. Anyway, there we go. So that's all I've got on the age, but certainly that's enough to raise some very interesting information. All right, I'm going to play some reversals now that were sent in to me in 2012 by Brian Jones. Now, I've had Brian Jones on my show a couple of times. It's actually time I had him on again. I may email him this week and book him in. Incidentally, while I'm traveling, I'll just re-mention again, I'm leaving in a couple of weeks to go to America for a month. Be giving a lecture in Ashland, Oregon on May the 27th at 7:30 p.m., at the Ashland Public Library. Would love for you to make it. A documentary film crew is there. They're doing the last filming for the documentary in my trip this time around. Ashton, Oregon, May 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Ashton Public Library. I will be giving a lecture, and the Doco crew will be there. So come along. Would love to see you. Bit of information. So anyway, the reason why I've said all that is I'm still going to be doing my radio show while I'm away. I'll just be in America for a month, and I'm off to London for a couple of weeks. So there we go. Okay, all right, let's have a look at some reversals Brian Jones sent me. This is Boehner. Well, I've forgotten his first name now. So here we go.
The vans and butts, the candy and nuts, every day they Christmas.
Well, that's hard to hear. Backwards, I need patience.
I need patience.
Oh, yeah.
I need patience.
Yep.
I need patience.
Yep, certainly. Yep, all right. Here's the next one.
I think the president wants to deal with America's pressing problems just as much as we do. But in order to deal with these pressing problems, we've got to sit down and have a conversation that leads to a negotiation that begins to solve these problems for the future and for, frankly, our kids and our grandkids.
And this one says, please just remove me?
Please just remove me.
I'll be
please,
bothered.
Just remove me. Please just remove me.
Not the clearest reverse in the world. But anyway, here's someone called Cantor. Who's Cantor? I don't know.
We're coming there with an idea of working together. We're coming there to find common ground. To find common ground that will deal with these economic drivers that harm the economy. The drivers that continue to add debt. So when we make an offer today for a temporary extension, we're looking for a structure that puts us on a path to get a budget, to take care of the debt, and move this economy in a stronger position and have all American work.
And this one says, hear me lose.
Hear me lose.
Wow.
Hear me lose. Hear me lose.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Here's someone called Major Garrett.
And in previous aspects of American history, President Reagan in 1985, President George Herbert Walker Bush in 1990, President Clinton in 1997, all signed deficit reduction deals that were contingent upon or in the context of raising the debt ceiling. You yourself four times have done that. Three times, those were related to deficit reduction or budget maneuvers.
And this is gotta respect an ass.
Gotta respect an ass.
Huh.
Gotta respect an ass. Gotta respect an ass.
Huh, I'll be bothered. Okay, all right, it's ass, not ass, is how he's pronounced it. All right, here's someone, Obama.
And here's the thing. Unlike the last time they threatened this course of action, this debate isn't really about deficits. In fact, our deficits are falling at the fastest pace that they have in 60 years. By the end of this year, we will have cut our deficits by more than half since I took office.
I don't think so, Obama. Reversal says, how we worry. Yeah, I'm not least bit surprised.
What we worry.
Yeah, not the clearest reverse in the world, is it? Do it again.
What we worry.
Don't know whether worry's all that clear on that one. This is my teacher coming out in me. Mark homework every week. Dissect reversal down with a fine-tooth comb when I'm marking homework, I tell you. All right. Okay, someone heard, are we worried? Let's see if we can hear, are we worried?
Are we worried?
Yeah, don't like the word worried. All right, next one along.
There'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps, and there'll be stories that can be written that says, oh, look, this thing's, you know, not working the way it's supposed to, and this happened and that happened. And that's pretty much true of every government program that's ever been set up.
And Russell is in their walk, I'm right.
The mayor will remember.
Oh, yeah.
The mayor will remember. The mayor will remember.
Oh, yeah, all right. Make of that one what you will. Okay. Here's Obama talking about Obamacare. Oh, look at the reversal. Oh, yeah, all right. Okay, cool. I hope this reversal's here. So here's the forwards.
Think about that. That is what it means to have health insurance. Set aside the issues of security and finances and how you're impacted by that, the stress involved in not knowing whether or not you're going to have health care. This is life or death stuff. Tens of thousands of Americans die each year just because they don't have health insurance. Millions more live with the fear that they'll go broke if they get sick.
And this one says, yes, they get the horrible.
Yes, they get the horrible.
Oh, Oh, good find, Brian. Wow, let's play that reversal again. This is exactly what happened to Obamacare, isn't it? It got horrible. Premiums went up by 100%. Deductible, $13,000. Give me a break. Gee, yes, they get the horrible.
Yes, they get the horrible. Yes, they get the horrible. Yes, they get the horrible.
Well, I don't know what you guys are going to do about healthcare in America. The repeal and replace just got voted down, wasn't it, in Congress? Trump says it's not over yet. We'll see what happens, won't we? But Australia has got a fantastic healthcare system, just like Canada and England. Great healthcare system. So America needs to wise up when it comes to healthcare. You're really just in a bad way. All right, next one along.
Yeah, Democrats don't like voting for the debt ceiling when a Republican's president, and yet you never saw a situation in which Democrats suggested somehow that we would go ahead and default.
And this reversal says, "Ah, surrender your beat."
Oh, surrender your beat. Huh. Oh, surrender your beat. Oh, surrender your beat.
Oh, yeah. Ah, surrender your beat. Okay.
Oh, surrender your beat. Oh, surrender your beat. Oh, surrender your beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, that's there. Yeah, no worries. All right, here's another one. We're back in 2012, by the way, folks. I've been going through my archives for the last 3 or 4 months, playing all the reversals I've got on file after 34 years of work, and slowly getting through them, one by one. All right, next one along.
The cooperation of a handful of governors, particularly large states like Florida and Texas, that you can fully implement this?
I think it's harder. There's no doubt about it. We will implement it.
And this one says, I bled under.
I bled under.
Huh.
I bled under. I bled under.
Yeah, all right, okay, whatever. All right, next one along.
In the event of a government shutdown, hundreds of thousands of these dedicated public servants who stay on the job will do so without pay. And several hundred thousand more will be immediately and indefinitely furloughed without pay.
Wow, look at this reversal. Leading the evil Rome.
Leading the evil Rome.
Wow.
Leading the evil Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Leading the evil Rome.
That's certainly there, isn't it? Wow, does he equate America to the Roman Empire and the evil and corrupt? So do that reverse again. Leading the evil Rome.
Leading the evil Rome.
Wow.
Leading the evil Rome. Leading the evil Rome.
Oh, dear me. What a great reversal. All right, next one along.
And that we would rather have people getting regular checkups than going to the emergency room because they don't have health care. If we keep that in mind, then we're going to be able to drive down costs.
This one says, that'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I know. Be stupid is there. I'm not too sure about that'd be stupid. Let's do it again.
That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, all I would document there is be stupid. If it was me doing it. Okay. Oh, look at this one if it's here. Oh, this is levels are way up. Hang on. Oh, gee, what's that? Okay, well, I guess that file doesn't work. So we'll move on to this one.
But it's still a big undertaking. And what we're doing is making sure that every single day, we are constantly trying to hit our marks so that it will be in place. And last point I'll make, even if we do everything perfectly, there'll still be, you know, glitches and bumps.
And this one is our money and our skills suck.
Our money and our skills suck. Our money and our skills suck.
Could be muddy, not money. Let's do it again.
Our money and our skills suck. Our money and our skills suck.
I think it's muddy.
Our money and our skills suck.
Anyway, there we go. Funny reversal. Reckon your skills suck, do you, Obama? All right, here's Nancy Pelosi. Still around after all these years.
So I point three, Harry Reid points three, Mitch McConnell points three, John Boehner, you know, House and Senate, Democrat, Republican, through this table of 12.
And this one says, hear self-doubt.
Hear self-doubt.
Hear self-doubt. Hear self-doubt.
Not the clearest reversal in the world. Oh, here's a long one.
This memorandum falls September 17 memo. And provides an update on the potential
lapse. This is Harry Reid, by the way.
Lapse of appropriations. No more potential, Madam President, after midnight. Appropriations provided on the Consolidated Further Continuing Appropriation Act expire at 11:59 tonight. Unfortunately, we don't have any indication that Congress will act in time for the President to sign a continuing resolution before the end of the day tomorrow.
All right, this one says, our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Also there, too. Wow, let's see that again. Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Wow.
Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem. Our Democrats deserve, but I must snake the problem.
Don't like the word problem. It's a, got a strange little tonality to it.
Problem. Roman, Roman.
See, when you do it like that, it's not problem.
Roman.
That's why it sounded strange.
Roman.
Yes, it's not problem. Anyway, but our Democrats deserve is certainly clear. Here's Harry Reid again.
How do you think they feel? Here's a president who less than a year ago won an election by 5 million votes. 5 million votes.
And this one says, telling a war gray in the soul.
Obamacare has been the law for 4 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't they get a life and talk about something else?
Oh, we're talking about Obamacare. Telling a war gray in the soul.
Telling a war gray in the soul.
Wow.
Telling a war gray in the soul. Telling a war gray in the soul.
Wow, that's a clear reversal, too. All right. Once again, a negative reversal around a brown Obamacare, conflict, turmoil, negative outcomes, gray in the soul, everything that Obamacare became. Is that reversal again? Telling a war, gray in the soul.
Telling a war, gray in the soul. Telling a war, gray in the soul. Telling a war, gray in the soul.
Yep, nice and clear. What can I say? Okay, all right, so... next one along. Last reversal. This is Rush. Rush. Who's Rush?
Here's Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, explaining.
Oh, this is Rush Limbaugh.
Here's Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, explaining what happened with the Mitt Romney tape.
There's been a lot of discussion overnight about a conversation you and I had yesterday. We ran clips of Mitt Romney in Cornwall, Pennsylvania, talking about his trip to Ottawa. Well, the RNC and the campaign both reached out to us saying that Romney had more to say about that visit, about federal bureaucracy and innovation in the private sector. We didn't get a chance to play that, so here it is now.
Then I was at Wawa's. I wanted to order a sandwich. You press a little touch tone keypad, all right? You just touch that, and you know, the sandwich comes in, you touch this, touch this, go pay the cashier, there's your sandwich. It's amazing. People in the private sector have learned how to compete. It's time to bring some competition to the federal government and to get it smaller and ever respond to the customers, which are you.
And now on to that other subject, immigration.
All right, this reversal says we're making lies, but I'm not too sure who says it.
We're making lies.
It's the lady who says it. Here's the forwards.
See, I'm the campaign.
Yeah, anyway. Be that as it may. All right, we'll be getting to our bottom of the hour break very soon. Let me see if I can pull out a couple more reversals on Brian Jonas found before the break. He's got a few more on Obama here. So, here's a long one. Let's see if this one's here.
So when I said you can keep your health care, I'm looking at folks who've got employer-based health care. I'm looking at folks who've got Medicare and Medicaid. And that accounts for the vast majority of Americans. And then for people who don't have any health insurance at all, obviously That didn't apply. My commitment to them was you're going to be able to get affordable health care for the first time.
This is health care again. Ah, there's that break. Don't have time to play the reversal. Sorry, folks. We'll be back right after this with my guest, reverse speech analyst, Tiffany Fontenot. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then reverse speech session work is for you. With reverse speech session work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.